Always good to come here and to fellowship with you and share together. Once a year, I have breakfast with Tim Spring and find out what's going on, and it's always exciting. And I want to thank the Bible school and all the staff for a wonderful week. We had the same thing happening at my church in Aliquippa, so this must be the week. One thing I do when I get together with Tim for breakfast is we share book lists of things that we've read in the past year. So we try to stay on the cutting edge of what's going on, and he shares with me and I share with him, and we keep up to date that way. I want to read the scripture this morning from Revelation number 19. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has been made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints. Then the angel said to me, write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, these are the true words of God. The word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God. I want to start with a story. The story comes from a little book called Love Does by Bob Goff. And Bob Goff, in this true story book, each chapter is a different story, he talks about the fact that he and his wife live along the bay. And along the bay, he's got this, his back porch faces out to the bay, and between the back porch and the bay comes a small yard that he has, a hedge, and then a walkway, a path that people walk along as they walk along the bay. And as they do this in the evenings and they're sitting out on their back porch, the people give a wave to Bob and his wife. And so it's just a nice, really nice setting. And one night, as people were going by and as they were waving to them, this young fellow came along, and he just went, and he didn't wave. He just had his hand up. So Bob says to his wife, well, maybe I should go down and see what this guy wants. So he does. He goes down to his yard, and the guy comes through the hedge, and he says, I'm Ryan, and I'm in love. And he didn't know what to say about that. So kind of took him by surprise, and so he said, well, congratulations. And Ryan said, oh, no, I didn't do it for that reason. He said, you have such a nice yard here that I was wondering if I could bring my girlfriend over and I could propose to her right here in your yard. It's such a pretty place. And wouldn't that be nice? And Bob says, yeah, go get the girl. And he went bounding off. His feet weren't hitting the ground too much, but he just went down that path so fast, he was stunned that he was gone so fast. So a couple of days went by, and Ryan came by again. He had two hands up this time. Didn't wave, but he said, I better go down and see what he wants this time. So he went down, and he says, I wonder, he's taking some big gulps this time because this is a big one. He said, I wonder if we could have dinner on your back porch. And then I could propose to my girlfriend, and that would be nice. And you have such a nice place here. And Bob says, whoa, what love does big. So he said, fine, dinner it is. And he says, really? And off he goes down that path, and they have no more discussion about that. So as the time goes by, another couple of days go by, he says, he comes back into the yard, and he says to him, Ryan says, well, remember I told about the dinner? And he says, yeah, we're going to have dinner on the back porch. He said, what could I do? Could I make something for you? He says, oh, no, I have 20 friends that want to serve dinner to my girlfriend and I, and Would that be okay? And so Bob says, well, 20 people to serve two people dinner? Really? And he said, well, my 20 friends, I didn't know who not to ask. And they all are excited about this, and they have it all planned out, and it would be really nice if that could happen. And Bob says, whoa, I guess that will be all right. Why not? So off he goes again down the path, and things are really revving up in his mind as far as how to do all this. And so he came back in a couple more days, and he says, remember we were talking about dinner on your back porch, and then after dinner I could propose to my girlfriend? And he said, yeah, I remember that part. And he said, could I bring some speakers to put on your back porch so that after the 20 people serve us and then they leave, we could dance a little bit? That wouldn't that be romantic? And Bob says, yeah, I guess so. We have some plugs here and we could make that happen. And so he says, okay, dancing it is. So Bob, Ryan runs off down the path again and says, boy, this is really exciting. And he can't do enough to make this just a perfect situation. So next time, Bob's thinking ahead of time now. He's thinking, what else could he do? And he's trying to think how he could get ahead of him a little bit. And so he came through. He came into the yard and he talked to Bob, Ryan did, and he said, took some really deep breaths this time. He said, do you have a boat? He said, yeah, I have a boat. He said, could I use your boat? And then we could go out into the bay and I could propose to my girlfriend out there. And this is so beautiful, this place. He said, well, I have a boat, but I have to have a license to drive my boat, and I could take you out in the bay after you eat and dance and all the other things you're going to do. He said, I could go out and take you out in the bay, and I could turn the engine off, and it would be nice and quiet, and then you can do your thing. Oh, that'd be wonderful. He said, that would be just great. And he said, he takes off, and off he goes. And there's no date or anything set yet. So Bob says, I would like to one-up this fellow. He said, I know the guy that's in charge of the Coast Guard out on the bay. And they have a Coast Guard boat that has hoses on it. And we could have a spray after he does his proposal, and it would just be maybe even a rainbow would happen, and this would be just the perfect setting. And that would be one thing where I could kind of surprise him. That would be different. And so he called the guy from the Coast Guard, and he got the okay, and they made arrangements that could happen. And so Ryan came by again, and he gave him the date. And everything was in order. Went through the whole process of what was going to happen, and everybody had their assignments, and this was going to be a beautiful happening. And so so the day came. So Ryan comes into the yard the night of this event, and he's pulling his girlfriend by the hand, and she's saying, Ryan, where are you taking me? We don't even know these people. And so he had to stop and kind of explain what was going to happen. And he said, we went through the whole routine. We were going to have supper out there on the back porch. And 20 of our friends are going to feed us supper. And she said, we have 20 friends? And so he goes through the whole thing of how this is going to work. And then they're going to dance a little bit. And then they're going to go out on the bay. And it's going to be a perfect evening. And so she gets into the spirit of the thing and gets cooperative, and they go up on the porch, and everything, every event came off just as planned. It was just great. And so so they go through the evening, and the 20 people feed them, and then they leave, and then they dance a little bit, and then they get ready, and they go out on the boat, and he kneels down and proposes to his girlfriend. It's just a beautiful happening. She says yes, and Bob gives a signal to the Coast Guard guy, and the hoses go up, and big spray comes down all over the place, and it's just a beautiful, perfect evening. And his girlfriend happens to look back at the shore, and there's those 20 people holding signs, "Will you marry me?" Just in case he lost his voice or something, that was everything was be covered, and that would be okay. And so it was just a beautiful happening. And so we think about, at the end of the story that Bob Goff wrote in his book, he has this one line that makes me think about things. And the line is, Jesus, in the book of Revelation that I read, Jesus is the bridegroom, and the church is the bride of Christ. It's almost like Jesus can't think of enough stuff to surprise us with or to love us in such a way that we would get it, you know, to really belong to him. And so it's like, and we as a bride of Christ want to do everything we can for him and try to follow out his will and his teaching and his ways and all of that. And so it opened up all kinds of possibilities for me to think about, because once you get your preacher mind working, then the thing keeps spinning around. And I thought, well, I can remember a time back in seminary when we were talking about definitions of the church. And the professor was saying things like, the church is the body of Christ. That makes sense, you know. Jesus is the head of the church. We are his hands and feet, all that good stuff. And he said, we have that definition of the church. And we have the one that says we are the fellowship of reconciliation. Yeah, that's what we're supposed to be doing, reconciling people to Christ. So that makes sense. And so he says, what I want you to do for next week is to bring in a 20-page paper on one of the definitions of the church. I said, well, okay, well, I'll take the easiest one, the one with the most Bible verses, and we'll type up our 20-page paper and bring it in next week. And I was thinking about this particular one. My hand went up, and I said, how come, Professor, there isn't just one really good, all-inclusive definition of the church? And he said, because that's not enough. He came back so fast that I thought, what do you mean it's not enough? He said, well, you have to kind of layer the meanings of the church. And each time you layer one on there, it's more enrichment of the way you think about the church, isn't it? I said, well, I guess you're right. Church is the body of Christ, and he's the head, he's the brains of the outfit, and we're his hands and feet. We carry forth his things to the world. The church is the fellowship of reconciliation, brings people to him. And then we add on this one about love. This has to do with the whole relationship of love, that he is the bridegroom and we are the bride. And that whole love relationship comes into it. And so it's very beautiful. And I thought about, the story of Jesus going to the wedding at Cana of Galilee, and I wonder whether he danced that night. And I thought about an old song we used to sing. I danced in the morning when the world was begun, and I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun, and I came down from heaven and I danced on the earth. At Bethlehem I had my birth. Dance then, wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. I like that. It gives you a whole different idea about what Jesus was doing at that wedding. And so I think about the fact that he's always full of surprises. He's always one-upping us on what he has in store for us, the surprises that he brings into our lives. He's always thinking one more thing that we could do and get involved in. And about a couple of weeks ago, I was teaching a Sunday school lesson to my class, and we were doing that verse from Micah, that we should love mercy, do justice, and walk humbly with our God. And I said to my class, what do you do about justice? In what way do you do justice for Jesus? It was very quiet. We couldn't think of any. And I thought, well, I know my son, he teaches Sunday school down in Durham, North Carolina, in American Baptist Church. It's a large church. They have 13 adult classes and that kind of thing. And I said, I know that they serve over the soup supper. So that's justice. It helps. And he also goes to Moral Monday. So one time I was asking David, well, what's Moral Monday? Well, 45 minutes from his church in Durham, there's Raleigh, which is the capital, and there's a large group of people that come every Monday night to do justice. And their issue is voter registration. And so the state government has taken away voter registration from a lot of people. The blacks always used to vote on Sundays. They don't have voting on Sundays anymore. The students used to always vote on college campuses. They don't have voting on college campuses anymore. So they're trying to take away their rights of voter registration. So that's what this group does. I walk this 1 mile from where they start to the Capitol steps, and the guy makes a big speech, and they try and get people involved in registration to vote. And I found out last year that Beaver County, where I live, has a chapter of Moral Mondays. And it's at King's Restaurant, less than 1 mile from my home. And I'm thinking, well, I can't get out of that. So I need to be involved in justice. And so our issue happens to be to have a minimum wage. And we went to the county commissioners meeting and told them about that. And they said, well, they contact the people in the state that can do something about it. And then there was another issue that's come up and that we're working on it now, which is mass incarceration. In the rural counties of Pennsylvania, they're trying to build prisons in every little county. And if they can get 90% filled, they can get money from the state. So now we're spending more on mass incarceration than we are on education. So that's an issue. So you think about all these different things and how we can get involved in loving mercy, doing justice, and walking humbly with our God. So it's become like a new issue for me, a new thought, something I haven't done enough of, and something to think about and be challenged about. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for people like Ryan who are excited to belong to somebody. And we are excited that we belong to Jesus and that he just loves us in such a wonderful way that it's hard for us to comprehend, because we just want to serve him, want to do his will, want to love him back in the best way that we know how. So bless us as we try to do that. Guide and direct us throughout this coming week. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.